Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Air defense, I've learned in Ukraine, is never complete, and you never have enough of it, anticipating the attack of cruise missiles, of hypersonic missiles, of regular rockets and mortars, and then ballistic missiles. To help me understand the battlefield potential in the north of Israel, actual in the south of Israel, Gaza, I welcome Mark Montgomery of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Mark is a senior fellow at the foundation and helping me as a rear admiral, U.S. Navy retired, to understand the combination of air defense systems now available in the region with the USS Ford on station with its escort. Soon enough, the USS Eisenhower with this escort, warships will be there. Mark, a very good evening to you. I want to start with the Israeli equipment. There's the Iron Dome, the David Sling, and the Arrow. If I understand, these are answers for different kinds of offensive weapons. What is the Iron Dome best against? I saw it fire 2014, take down a missile coming out of Gaza. What is that? What it does, those hand-built missiles? Is that what it's best at? Good evening to you.
Well, John, thank you for having me first. And you're exactly right. So the Iron Dome is the first step of the integrated system the Israelis have, and it does counter rocket and mortars. So it handles, and you know, rockets and mortars can go, you know, 40, 50, 100 kilometers. So I mean, they can't be long range, but they tend to not alter their path in flight. You know, they're very ballistic, and at an altitude, not quite as high as ballistic missiles go. So it's a counter rocket and mortar. It has historically a 90 to 95% success rate. The Israelis operated very well. I've been with the unit in, you know, in an operational environment, in a shooting environment. They can make a decision what to intercept and what to not intercept. In other words, if they see that a incoming rocket or mortar, and many of them are just being shot blindly out of Gaza, it's going to hit a field instead of a hospital, they won't engage the missile going that hits a field. Obviously, the missile that's aimed at a hospital, they'll attempt to engage. And as I said, 90 to 95% successful, limited really only by the number of rounds they have. And at some point, they have to be careful and conserve rounds. And that's called the Tamir rocket. That's what's fired from the Iron Dome system at a very effective rate in engaging inbound rocket and mortars.
Now we have the Arrows, the David Sling. What is that best for, Mark?
So the David Sling, much less combat experienced. It is a cruise missile defense system. They've used it a handful of times in combat. That shoots down maneuvering cruise missiles that can be from short range to hundreds of miles. It tends to be more what could be fired from by Hezbollah in the north. Cruise missiles don't, the Hamas doesn't have cruise missiles in Gaza, to our knowledge, but certainly Hezbollah does. They've gotten them from Iran, and the cruise missile could very likely avoid Iron Dome, but David Sling should be able to engage it. It has a Stunner missile, that's the name, and they cost about $1 million a piece. I should have said the Tamirs are about $40,000 a piece, so much more expensive game to shoot down a cruise missile.
And the Arrow system, what is that best for? This is Israel.
So the Arrow's that's the top tier. That's to shoot down intermediate range ballistic missiles coming from Iran or potentially Yemen, but mostly Iran, and that is a high altitude regional interceptor. But you know, all three of these systems built with U.S. resources and co-developed by U.S. and Israeli companies, or with our own missile defense agency involved in the case of Arrow, very extensively. So some shared technology there, but that's really for handling things from Iran.
So that would be something you'd have time knowing it was inbound. It wouldn't be.
That's
shoot,
correct.
Shoot, counter shoot. Now we come to the U.S. Navy's contribution and the Air Force and all the elements. The carrier that is out there that is the largest in the world, and it has complete range of aircraft. I'm interested in what its escort vehicles have for air defense. What is the Aegis anti-missile system? What does that mean, Mark?
So each carrier strike group will have between 4 and 5 cruiser or destroyer escorts. Those are cruisers and destroyers. They are equipped with the Aegis weapon system, which has an air defense, significant air defense capability, the best in the world at sea. And almost all of them have a ballistic missile defense capability within that. One or two of the ships between the two strike groups won't, but all the rest do. And what those can do is they can be put in a position to integrate with Aero and provide capacity. In other words, Aero has a good capability against the inbound Iranian. The Aegis warships may have slightly better capability in some geometries, but they definitely bring capacity, an increased number of rounds called the SM3 round, and it to shoot down the inbound Iranian IR, intermediate range ballistic missile. So it augments and supports the Aero system.
Do we still use the Patriot? You mentioned in your article that that's an older system.
So the Israelis have some Patriots that are older. They, when they decided to go with David Sling, they stopped really doing the kind of high-end modification and modernization that's required with Patriot. Our Patriot missile systems that we have in Europe, we've transferred some to Ukraine. We have them in Japan, in Asia as well, at some of our bases, and we've had them in the Middle East at our bases as well. We could provide batteries of those. Those are more modern ones, are very capable against both short range ballistic missiles and cruise missiles that would be fired by Hezbollah out of Lebanon. So in theory, if the United States were willing to put U.S. troops on Israeli soil and the Israelis were willing to take them, they could be used in a purely defensive role, shooting down, helping to shoot down, engage Hezbollah elements. That might be useful just because, again, David Sling doesn't have a lot of capacity, as much as I think the Israelis would like, and Patriot would enhance that.
And the aircraft, the warplanes, F-16s, F-15s, F-35s, are those air defense mechanisms? They seem to be strike aircraft.
So, and I'd throw in the F-18 Super Hornet that's on the carrier along with the F-35, and then the Air Force, as you said, so from the U.S. side, there's F-18s, F-35s on the carrier. There's some U.S. Air Force aircraft. And in addition, the Israelis have F-15s, F-16s, F-35s. They're principally strike aircraft. There are some missions where they could shoot down missiles. That's not the best use of them, in terms of positioning and time on station and things like that. But they are definitely the principal strike aircraft. We're seeing the Israelis use them for those purposes in a very highly targeted, accurate way that's respectful of collateral damage, just like the U.S. forces are. But that is how you eliminate the Archer and not the Arrow, the Archer being the missile system, the Arrow being the missile. If you want to shoot the Archer, you've got to strike him. The best elements for doing that are F-15s, F-16s, F-35s, F-18s, armed with small diameter bombs, highly accurate, low explosive weight, but to get the job done, weapon systems that the United States produces.
A lot of air defense. Mark Montgomery, Rear Admiral, retired U.S. Navy, writing for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, where he's a senior fellow. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.